time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Christina Pay with the USU Extension here in Carbon County. And, you know, we're doing all of these great craft events, and it's all about craft nights and getting people back together. That's what the main focus is. The crafts are secondary. Yes, they're fun, and people have been coming out and having a good time, but it's all about getting people back out and that reconnection. And this time around, we're going to be making, well, you can have an at-home spa day. You're going to be making bath bombs and sugar scrubs, and here to talk all about it is Christina Pay. Christina, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Oh, thank you. It's nice to be someplace cool.
any time of the day now, you know, as long as you can get somewhere that is cool, I'll go just about anywhere. So let's talk about how these how they've been going. Sounds like you've had quite a bit of success with them.
We have. We had a full house at the last one, and our full house is about 20 people, so that's to us is really a big success. They had a lot of fun, and I think the thing that most of them commented was how nice it was to be with other people and to talk and why they made their crafts.
It's almost like making kids have fun and teaching them something at the same time, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Because
that's what this is all about. That's where this kind of stemmed from when you guys decided to do this. It's like, right. You know what? We need to get people back out. And now that you're noticing that, it is good. And it's good to get people back out. And maybe that, is it kind of starting to pick up some momentum? Have you heard that?
A little bit, yes. Mm-hmm. And I think because of COVID, so many people got in the habit of staying home, and it's just been hard everywhere, really, to get them back out and attend events and things. The opportunity to get together and create and connect is what our little theme is, has been really good. And people have, like I said, they've commented that how nice it's been to be with other people. They had forgotten, you know, and they get home and they get in their routines and they just don't take the time to do this. And so this gives them the opportunity to get together and do something fun and to meet new people and hang out with their friends and family.
And yeah, we got caught up in this rut of, well, and not only that, shame on us for making it easy for people to stay home.
Yes, yes.
We made it far too easy. Now we're trying to slowly make people come out of their house, and it's almost like Groundhog Day, but come out and enjoy yourselves and those kinds of things. So let's talk about this one that's coming up on the 18th.
Sure. We're going to be making relaxing bath bombs and sugar scrubs. And I know that I don't know of any woman, and probably a few men, who wouldn't love to have some bath bombs to put in their tub just to relax and unwind. And so instead of paying someone else to do this, we're going to teach you how to do it yourself. And like Dave brought up when we were talking beforehand, this could turn into either, you know, something to save you money or an entrepreneurial type business.
Well, and that's how a lot of these businesses start, these at-home businesses. It's things like this. It's crafty things. It's simple things to make that people can do at home. And then they'll realize, hey, you know what? This isn't that bad.
Right.
Maybe
right.
I should keep doing this. So this one, they've all got a fee. What's the fee for this one?
Well, this fee is only $10. We got a grant that has provided for most of the materials, cost of the materials. So this is just a small fee of $10. And all the materials are provided. You get to take the things home. And it's a win-win.
And the other great thing about it is go in, you know, pay your $10 and make all the things that you can.
Exactly.
But then you also know what goes into them. So this would be a great gift idea. Christmas is not that far away. Let's be honest.
Yep.
We're almost completely out of the month of July, it seems
That's
like.
True.
So Christmas isn't that far away. So, it'd be a great gift idea and just different things to do. Plus, as we said, it's getting out and it's reconnecting with your friends and your family and your neighbors.
Yes.
And that's the important part.
Exactly. Research shows that connection is very important and can benefit us in so many ways, mentally, physically, our emotional well-being. They all benefit when we connect with others and share relationships.
All right. So if anyone's interested in this, is this a let's go on Eventbrite and sign up for this? Mm-hmm. So go to Eventbrite and remember Brite is Brite. And what do they need to search?
USU Extension. DIY craft nights.
Okay. Once again, it's just $10 coming up on July 18th. You got a sneak peek at us for the next one?
I do, actually. The next one is going to be mason jar oil candles. These are oil candles that you can make that smell incredible. So another good Christmas gift.
Another great Christmas gift idea. Christina, thank you so much for coming out and talking to us and letting us know about this. It is a great thing. Get out and, once again, enjoy the company of others and get out and have some fun while you're doing it. So DIY Craft Nights going on at the USU Extension. For more information, just go to Eventbrite.com, type in USU Extension, and look for the DIY Craft Nights. Christina, thank you so much for coming out today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, we can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.